This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
When it comes to the boys and the cave in Thailand, some more details on that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, welcome to America Tonight. First, we talk about the NATO diplomats that were absolutely stunned, apparently, by President Trump's barrage of rhetoric, acidic often, at the annual summit in Brussels on Wednesday. So what's that all about? Who better to bring on to the show to ask about that than our own Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. So, you know, there's this all this talk about the president saying, accusing Germany of being a captive of Russia, calling members of the alliance delinquent in their defense spending and insisting that they increase it immediately. And the Europeans, I guess, were just really said they were confused and upset, and they say the attacks were ridiculous. I don't know. What do you make of what's being said?
Well, shall we say this is the most exhilarating opening for NATO in its history, probably, with an American president. I mean, the president just went to town. First, he went after Germany for being captive of Russia, and due to the gas purchases, you know, from Russia, of course. And I think that part of that is because they said things about his closeness with Russia, et cetera. But then he went on to just go after NATO, period. Now, it is true that the United Nations, for example, at one time, there was a lot of grumbling by some of our presidents because of their expenditures. This is a little bit different case. This is where the president is, you know, angry about the fact of how much, you know, that other allies put into NATO. Now, Kate, he has quoted that, you know, we're carrying 75% of the burden. That's actually not accurate at all. But there's two divisions of how the NATO monies run, and it is true that they have not been up to their share on gross national product, which they're supposed to put in. We're up to, I think, 3.5% we're going to be up to. He's saying everybody should be in at 4. But I think the way he did it just caught absolutely everybody off guard. Of course, now Speaker Ryan himself said let's not criticize the president while he's overseas, because they tend to not particularly do that. They're not supposed to. But I'd say everybody else came unglued, you know, in the Senate. And then they passed a resolution quickly, just the Congress did, saying they support NATO. So that was obviously a way to not slap the president directly, but to say, wait a minute, you know, we support you. So he definitely unnerved the conference. But it created a discussion amongst NATO of what the president wants to achieve. Are they putting enough in? Just went about it in a pretty aggressive manner.
Yeah, good way to sum that up. While that's going on in Brussels, and as you say, definitely rattling some cages, I guess is a good way to put it, back here on land in the U.S., there's still reaction to Kavanaugh and whether or not he's going to be confirmed. Do you feel confident that he's going to be confirmed as the next Supreme Court justice? What do you think?
Yes, unless there's some surprise. I'm not talking about his credit card debt. That should be cleared up, where he had, we don't know how much exactly, but credit card for the Washington Nationals game, where he put in money and his friends owed him money, and they paid that money back eventually. It was a large figure. But beyond that, unless there's some surprise that we don't know about, Kavanaugh's going to be confirmed. And frankly, honestly, he is not the most conservative choice. You know, Amy Barrett would have been the most conservative choice. She was the one that the conservatives really wanted. And Kavanaugh is quote, weak when it comes to the health care. Now, he can do anything in the Supreme Court, but he actually wrote a decision that was utilized by Justice Roberts to support Obamacare. And it would take a big stretch right now. If you put this magical scenario together that he goes in and says, oh, wait a minute, we can undo Obamacare, you know, because of certain technical issues that are arising. So I don't really think there's a lot to that. I believe he will be confirmed, yes. Whether there's a Democrat or two that's going to come over, or Senator Collins stays with the Republicans from Maine, Kate, I would pretty well predict, unless there's some shocker out there, he's going to be confirmed by the fall.
Yeah, I think so, too. It'd have to be a crazy shocker that came out of left field. Yeah, something that we have no idea about.
Sports is entering into the Supreme Court pick, Washington Nationals tickets.
Exactly, always.
Sports princess and queen.
Exactly.
You know it.
Yeah, sports analogies always abound. So in the case of the tariffs, how about China saying they're going to they're vowing this retaliation for the $200 billion U.S. tariff threat? So they're saying, you know, they're saying keep calm in China, don't inflame the trade war with the U.S. Where does this all end up?
Well, I'm you know, personally, and if I can analyze this for a second, also in our history of the World Trade Organization permanent vote with Gingrich and Bill Clinton combining together NAFTA, et cetera. Look, every modern president running for office has said, I'm going to do something about this. Bush said it. Obama said it. Clinton said it. They simply didn't do it. And for the first time in modern American history, a candidate who said he's going to do something is doing it. Now, Bernie Sanders, had he been elected, would have done basically the same thing. They're both identical on trade, and that's why Trump beat Hillary in four states that he shouldn't have won. But having said that, the list of the $200 billion in tariffs by us against China was honestly, Kate, it was breathtaking. I read 20 pages of it today, all kinds of food products. And all of a sudden you're seeing China say, well, you know, maybe we're going to not get into this trade war. If they retaliate, Trump is going to come back triple. They know that. So in my opinion, if everybody can bear through this and bear some pain, eventually President Trump will win on this. The Chinese will come to some type of negotiation, because obviously Trump is not stopping. And eventually it's going to hurt the Chinese as much as it hurts us. So I think he's in a very aggressive to the end war with them that I believe China's starting, in my opinion, to blink.
Oh, yeah. And I think we're seeing that a little bit on the markets.
Sure. Now, I mean, yeah, we're going to have some volatility, et cetera, but, you know, the market's not collapsing. This is going back and forth. Market people know what's going on here, but I think that the president has been so aggressive, it's got to make the Chinese stop and think. Every time they come at us, he comes back triple against them.
Yeah, boy, you're absolutely right about that. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
He is the guy that comes back triple. He's absolutely right. And they're, I think, a little bit worried about that, certainly in China. And that's why they're saying retaliation for that $200 billion for the U.S. tariff tax. And what is that going to look like? They said they're going to take firm, and forceful measures. And it kind of sent a chill in the air. They didn't give any details, other than to say that they could try to disrupt, I think, American automakers. They see that as probably one of the key markets for what they're building. And can you imagine what would happen if there was an abrupt escalation? Coming up next, The Other joins me for a double dip here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you locate the lady, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the
you can't have one without the other. So this is the time of the week. We kind of switch days a little bit. But when we bring on the other, that would be my husband, Paul, and we talk all things that are happening around the world, what we think is interesting, and what's happening in this marriage. What's happening in this marriage is I was trying to manage pain for the last 2 weeks. I had a tooth that I had to have worked on. In fact, I lost the tooth.
Extracted.
Oh, yeah. They don't prepare you for that pain. They'll say, this is the doctor says, you're going to feel a little bit of pressure. Just a little bit of pressure.
No, you said, give me all you got, what you got. And then they strapped laughing gas. You want some laughing gas? Yeah. Oh, yes, please. They strapped it on, and you were telling jokes, apparently, and making them all laugh. So I think they knew they were okay to start.
Well, you're right. I said, give me whatever you can to knock me out. I don't care. I mean, because I can't stand that kind of pain. And you're just not really prepared for the whole tooth thing. So I would just say to anyone, really take care of your teeth the best you can. And I have good teeth, so I'm lucky. Although my nephew said, well, that's an oxymoron. You say you have good teeth, but then you had to have a tooth extracted and you have to have surgery. But I still do have decent teeth, and they're very clean right now.
Well, you know, if your tooth had actually fallen out on stage like some other speakers that you know of, then you would have had a story to tell, but it just came loose and you actually had it taken care of. So actually it got chipped is what happened originally, but then you noticed it started becoming loose. So unfortunately, no good story to tell in the future other than the pain.
Other than the pain. But halitosis is a big deal for a lot of people. And I don't know about if this is a man-woman thing, I wonder if men, I mean, I guess there's no survey on this, but do you think men have better breath than women? Because I don't think you brushed your teeth today.
I don't know if men have better breath than women. I don't go around smelling other women's breath.
But if somebody has really bad breath, you can tell. They don't even have to get that close to you.
That's true. I mean, I'm occasionally in close quarters at a crowded place with people, and I can, yeah.
And you cover your mouth because you say, oops, I forgot to brush my teeth today?
No, I was going to say I've smelled women with halitosis.
Oh, that's brutal. I don't know why I brought that up, but I guess because we were talking about the whole tooth thing, that it made me think about that. But I have awesome dentists. I go to this place. I'll just tell everyone. It's called Canyon, and I'm not getting anything for saying this, but Canyon Creek Family Dentistry. Those people know how to treat. I have never, my whole life, all the places I've lived, I have never been to a dentist office like this. The way they treat you, from not just the dentist, but all the other people behind the scenes, it's incredible.
Yeah, I was trying to tell you about them for about 3 years, and you never believed me. You never went. You always tried to go to somebody twice as expensive, and then finally, for some reason, you broke down and went to them. And so I'm happy that I was able to finally help you.
Yeah, thanks for that. Managing the pain.
Speaking of doing a little mansplaining. We went to our lives are very exciting. I mean, they're so exciting that we actually went to the library together the other night for some reason. I don't even remember why, but I had been wanting to go to the library to get something. I think she found out and also wanted. So we went to the library, and she's like, "Oh, wait, before we go upstairs where all the books are on the third floor, they have the new releases here right as you walk in." And then I saw this book that caught my eye because the title was, like, hilarious, and I was going to tease my wife about it. And so the title of the book is called The Way of the Superior Man. And as I was joking to her about it, I was reading. I'm like, oh, who is this guy? And then I saw that it had an endorsement by Tony Robbins. I'm like, well, okay, he can't be totally too far out there. And then he also had an endorsement by Marianne Williamson, who is a famous author and a best-selling author who was very close with Oprah and still is, but back in the 90s was very, like, she's like a spiritual teacher. So I knew that the title was intentionally provocative, and so I got it. But it was really, the book will really blow your mind. And speaking of books, you have some exciting news. You got a package in the mail today.
That's right. I have been, for the past year, this is like the I segment. For the past year, I've been writing, peeps out there listening, I've been writing a book called Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. And basically, I tell my career and what happened and, you know, the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur and how it can be really tough and not to give up and all that kind of stuff. But also what I learned from all these interviews that so many of you have heard over the years. I've interviewed over 15,000 people, which is my joy. I love talking to people. And then I talk about what strategies they used and what you can use for whatever you're doing. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to be building some billion-dollar business, but whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, how do you get there, and what are the curveballs that happen, and how do you adapt to them, and how do you become more flexible and whatnot. And then, of course, about my speaking, I talk about how to find your wow, and that's the million-dollar question I think everybody wants to know.
So is there a way for anyone to pre-order your book if they want to order it when it comes out?
Well, not right now. We're going to put it on Amazon in the next couple of weeks, and they can pre-order it then, and I'll make a big deal. I'll tell everyone.
Cool. All right. Now back to silly stuff.
Now back to our regular scheduled program. All right. This isn't silly stuff. So I got the review copies, by the way, for media and other people. That's what he's talking about, the box that I got in the mail. That's what you write a book, and then they give you advance copies to send to the media.
Congratulations, by the way. I'm very proud of you, babe.
All right. So the thing that I think that people are talking about, and it's worth talking about, you and I both were divers. I mean, I dove occasionally. You dove more than I did. But this rescue in this Thai cave, was that not the most amazing, fabulous thing ever? They got every single kid out.
Yeah, that was incredible. And the stories of how they managed to make it through, these kids are tough. And the reason, part of the reason they were there is because I was reading today, these kids, I used to ride bicycles recreationally in high school and a little bit in college. These, like, 11-year-old kids would regularly go out on these 60-mile bike rides on these not necessarily fancy light bicycles. And they, and it's hilly terrain. It's hilly, mountainous terrain. And this, so these kids are pretty hardcore and for 11-year-olds. And they also used meditation and their Buddhist roots to be able to stay calm in the cave and make it through until they could get rescued. So it was really, the backstory is really fascinating, how tough and resilient these kids are.
Yeah, and how scary would that be? You've never even dove in your life. You've got to be all suited. Well, it's, you know, you either got to do that or you're dead. And they didn't say that to the kids, I'm certain, but they tried to calm them and alleviate their fears. But some of those tiny spaces that they had to go through, yikes.
Well, and they were starving too, but apparently if you've gone without food that long and you're maybe of a certain age, they say it can be dangerous to just start eating all of a sudden. So they wanted to eat all this great food and, you know, and just really pig out, but they had to really slowly introduce them back to food, because it could be dangerous. I didn't even know that.
You didn't know that?
Speaking to the mic, Kate, I did not know that.
Yeah, and the fact that it makes sense, because they were down there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, no fish and chips down there.
I think this is the best story to talk about, because it's fantastic that they were able to rescue them. They were able to get them into those tiny places. I can't even imagine what that would be like. How do you calm them? How does that work? If I'm one of those divers, I certainly don't want anything to happen to anybody on my watch, though. I can tell you that.
No, that was really awesome. That was such a great story for, you know, all for America needed. It's the story that America needed, the world needed.
Yeah, not just America, the world needed. That's what I'm saying. So here in the United States, if you're listening to us and you know about the boys in the cave, if you don't know, they had been there for weeks. They were sleeping through, apparently, most of the time through the cave rescue on. They were sleeping in some of those treacherous areas, but wow. And then there's some other details that are pretty scary. So the other is going to stick around since he hasn't been here for a while, and we're going to do another seg with him, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Cool beans.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After coming under criticism for his performance in Helsinki, President Trump now says he agrees with the U.S. intelligence conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election. And during a CBS interview, he says he told Vladimir Putin the interference had to end. He was asked if he holds Putin responsible for the interference.
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country.
As for his confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies,
I can't have any confidence in the past, but I can have a lot of confidence in the present and the future, because it's getting to be now where we're putting our people in.
There's another demonstration outside the White House with people protesting what they say is the president's treasonous behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
America Tonight, Paul being my husband. Say hello, dear.
Hello, dear. I like that song, You've Had Enough of Me. That's pretty good, because a lot of people have echoed that sentiment to me over the years. So I need to find out who that is and
it's
have
good.
That as my theme song.
Yeah, right. You've had enough of me. All right, speaking of that, I've had enough of the stories about fish pedicures. A woman losing her toenails after a fish pedicure. Why? I can't imagine. I don't care what trend it is, that I'm going to some place, I'm sticking my feet in a water with fish sucking on my toes, and that's what happened. A young woman's toenail started to separate from her toes. The doctor finally figured out the reason why. It was a fish pedicure. So 6 months before that, she had dunked her feet in a tub of water filled with these tiny fish called gara, ruffa, that eat dead human skin when no plankton are around. So it wasn't until later that she noticed her nails beginning to shed. And they say, because this was something that came out in the JAMA Dermatology Journal, that it probably is something more common than we think. And remember, I used to have that doctor on all the time from Weill Cornell Medicine in New York. I really respect those doctors, and that's, he made a comment about that, saying, I think it's probably more common than we think. Dr. Lipner, who's an assistant professor of dermatology at Weill Cornell, and he says, you know, look, the whole thing is they don't see the nails shedding.
Not a he, dude.
She, it's, yeah, she. I thought. We don't see the nails shedding until months after the event, so it's hard for the patients and the physicians, so they have to ask those questions. Her nails, I can't even look at them. That's terrible. There's other risks, too. They say fish spas are now, there's other health benefits that are not good. They're saying they grow teeth and they can draw blood. Why are you paying top dollar to have fish around you?
I don't know what the problem is, because I've been swimming in lakes and rivers and oceans all my life, and I've had fish nibbling on my toes since I was a wee little lad, and I've never had any problem with my toenails coming off, so I don't know what's going on, really.
Yeah, in a confined area. All right, speaking of a not confined area, but one place I would not like to be is anywhere near a great white shark. And I was looking at the News and Observer, its paper in the Carolinas, and they're talking about a great white shark making a U-turn off of the coast. And the researchers are saying it might mean something big. They've seen other female great whites traveling in this pattern. So they think that they're gestating.
Yeah, this is really cool, because I've got these guys. This is actually something you can follow on. It's called OCEARCH, O-C-E-A-R-C-H. And you can follow these sharks that they tag on your computer via Facebook or Instagram. And they'll just show you updates of where all these sharks that they've tagged are going. They'll travel like 40,000 miles over a course of 3 years and things. So, and you can tell, it's pretty amazing. It's cool stuff.
Cool. All right. So, besides that, you dug up an interesting story about mattresses and sleeping.
You know, that's one of my favorite pastimes is sleeping and napping. And apparently now you can pay to nap at a mattress company, their New York store. So if you're in the Big Apple and you're feeling a little cat nap, you can just walk into Casper's new Manhattan shop and you can book a 45-minute nap on one of their comfy little mattresses. I think it's pretty hilarious, but it's also not the worst idea in the world either. So, and it's probably going to be, it's probably going to end up selling some mattresses, actually, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. If you could go in there and test, and those Casper mattresses are supposed to be pretty good. So if you, it's like a test run almost, and that happens, you know, you get exhausted, you're out somewhere, you're tired. And especially in New York, where you're, dealing with the traffic and the people, and I can see how that would be appealing to some to want to do that.
So we really like swag in this house. So I am a little upset that you've interviewed the guy. I don't know if he was the CEO of Casper, but that you talked to someone high up in Casper. When I was a kid, it was known as Casper the Friendly Ghost. I'm a little old. But that we didn't get any swag out of this deal. No comfy mattress.
Yeah, no mattress from them. Well, Greg intervened. He might have gotten a mattress because he was part of that interview.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
By the way, Justin Bieber, I think, is engaged. And, of course, the big gossip news in New York, that's all it is. Page 6, Justin Bieber still has his Selena Gomez tattoo. You know, tattoos, I don't know how many people listening have tattoos, but one of the dental hygienists when I was having all this extremely painful, but they made it pretty good, dental work done, young, so cute, Sophia, she had a tattoo that was fading, and I asked her, I said, are you getting that removed? She said, yeah, I can only do it a little bit at a time, and I said, why? And she said, because it hurts so much. I go, as much as this two stuff? She goes, oh, it's worse. It's awful. That's what she said. She said, it's so painful.
Wow. Yeah, you don't get any anesthetic when you're getting your tattoos removed, probably.
Well, I guess that's what it is. I don't know, because I've never had a tattoo. Did you ever want to get a tattoo?
You know, everyone around me during my 4 years in the Navy, everyone was getting tattoos. Most of the people, or they already had tattoos when they came in, and that's when they were getting big in the mid-90s to late 90s. They were going really mainstream, not just military or sports athletes. And somehow I even went to a tattoo parlor to take a friend and watch him get a tattoo done, and I looked at some artwork, and for some reason I was just, there was never anything that was that I really wanted to commit the rest of my life to having on my body that does see, oh, this was a great idea when I'm 60 years old, and, you know. So, no tattoos, but I do think they're cool on other people. Maybe I just don't think they're cool enough for me, so, or I'm cool enough for them. I do appreciate the artwork, the good artwork, but I've also seen the bad tattoos, and so that's kind of scary, too.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. You get the tattoo, you could get excited about it at the moment, you're into whatever it is, especially you're younger, and then that's not a cool tattoo for you anymore, or it's really big. I think if you get a small one, it's easier to handle. It depends on where you put it. But so, like Sophia, this dental hygienist, she had a pretty big one on her arm, and she said, you know, she went to school. She's got young kids. She said, I went back to school, and I try to make a better living, and I really am interested in dental high dentistry, and she was really good. She said, I had a different career before, so it's different to be in an office and having this giant tattoo. And I said, you know, people don't look at tattoos necessarily that way, but I think for the person, getting them off is tough. So the Justin Bieber story made me think about that. He was spotted with the tattoo of Gomez's face. He's engaged to Haley Baldwin. And he just says, look, it's my ex-girlfriend. I tried to cut her face up with some shading, but people still know. So he tried to have it shaded. He said that, you know, it's after it was done, he said the relationship was over. And what can he do now? He's engaged to this 21-year-old. I guess he's going to have it removed somehow.
Well, I do appreciate really intricate, cool artwork, but it can get dicey when you start putting pictures of people on your body, because a lot of those just, you know, even good artists, sometimes they can't draw really accurate representations of people necessarily. Sometimes they get lucky, sometimes they just don't. So that's one thing I would try to steer clear of, is like putting a picture of someone on your body. That's not just kind of, instead of some kind of decorative art.
Yeah. And you know what? Some people can tolerate, others can't. Yeah. You know, you and I are pretty open-minded as far as dealing with things socially, I think. But I think we're really on the same page with that. But I was reading a story about this handmaiden's tale. They had handmaiden's tale wine scrapped because there was a social media backlash. So they announced they were going to have these wines inspired by this popular television show. It was a movie, and people were criticizing it so much that it got scrubbed from Lot 18's website. This is a series based on Margaret Atwood's 1985 dystopian novel. It takes place in a theocratic society battling infertility by forcing handmaidens to bear kids. So they didn't, because it was so ugly, the backlash, they decided we're not going to do it anymore.
So, you know, I'm over 40 now, and I don't watch the show. I know it's really popular, and I'm getting to be an old man and on the wrong side of 40, and I can be kind of tone deaf to what's going on with the millennials and Gen Z. So I can be politically incorrect without knowing it, but what was the backlash for the uninitiated like myself? What was the...
Well, it's just the characters' name. The characters, some of them are awful. They do terrible things to these women. So, the handmaidens, Offred and Awful Jin and whatnot, they don't like the whole idea of it and how they describe it. So, poof, because it's kind of controversial.
Okay.
Makes sense, right? So,
thanks for the woman-splaining.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us for a double dip. We'll see you again in the near future.
Ciao, babies.
Everybody wanted... If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Yeah, we are going to the man cave. And what will we find in our man cave as we kick back with our single malts? Maybe a cigar that we're not supposed to smoke, perhaps burning somewhere in an ashtray that we found on the side of the road. Who sells ashtrays? Notice that? I was thinking that the other day. It's pretty hard to find ashtrays. I mean, they must sell them somewhere. But I've noticed I haven't seen very many ashtrays. And as we're sitting there, what would we be talking about? Here's a big shocker. If you're into World Cup, and even if you're not, you know this. Bye-bye, England. Croatia beat England 2-1. So Croatia's going to take on France in the World Cup final, their first ever appearance. They beat them in extra time, and that's all you needed. The extra time, and they go on to now France. I think France wins this, but boy, don't count the Croats out. You know, they have been counting them out. So they've got this big youth movement and push there, and they've got, although Croatia has older players than England, and they played a couple of brutal overtime games, and they have more injuries. You know, it's interesting that they came through. I mean, they're putting themselves into World Cup history by getting there. And they and the defeat and the agony for England must be overwhelming, because I really believe they thought they had a layup here. Meaning, yeah, it might be close, but in the end they were going to win it, so they did not win. And instead, World Cup goes on to now, like I said, the French and the Croatians facing off against each other. And in the playoff, it's Belgium and England, third place playoff. So they get to do that on the 14th. The 15th will be World Cup. And I think more people would have watched the English and the French, but, you know, what do I know? Maybe if it's just purely soccer, there's going to be people that are going to watch it anyway. And they'll have to wait until Sunday to see that final. That kicks at 11 a.m. Eastern. Those two teams vying for the right to be world leaders as far as World Cup is concerned. And a couple of other things to bounce to in the man cave. There's big screen TVs. We're keeping up with sports, of course, because even if you're not a rabid sports fan, you're going to shake your head and watch and talk about some of the sports that are going on, because that's what happens in the man cave. Here's another shocker for you. Men's quarterfinal day, epic. And a day that people will be talking about, I think, for a long time. Roger Federer, out. He was a point away from a straight set win over Kevin Anderson in the quarters. Then everything fell apart for Roger Federer. And like I just said, he was a point away. He was cruising. So the South African transplant to Florida, 6'8", as he was getting just nailed, kept dialing in to stay in the match. So the way the sets went, 2-6, 6-7, 7-5, 6-4, 13-14. And Federer was asked about it afterwards, and he denied that he had any kind of mental fatigue, even though he had won his last 6 5-set matches that went the distance, while Anderson had lost his last three. He said the pieces just didn't fit together nicely. I felt great. I was making him play. I was feeling good off the baseline. And, you know, what is it? What happened on his side of the net? There's lots of speculation. But it's Federer out. You know, it's crazy to think about that. I mean, Federer has just ripped through some of his matches, and this Anderson is quite the opposite. Lean, sinewy kind of 32-year-old. But this is a big step for him on the Wimbledon grass. And he gets to the semis. So Kevin Anderson, Rafa Nadal reach the semis of Wimby. I wonder how many more people might be watching the tennis versus the soccer. I don't know. I'm just thinking. Serena, the American icon, stormed back easily, 3-6, 6-3, 6-4 in the quarters on Tuesday. Camila Giorgio is who she beat. So she's on to the semis. I think she's taken those tiny steps toward winning. I think she is. Next up, she's going to play. She's going to play a match against the number 13 seed, Julia Georges, or Kiki Bertens of the Netherlands. Whoever that is, whoever the winner is. I think with Serena Williams, the thing that's so great is she doesn't care who she's playing. It's not a question of, I'm sure she preps for it, but I don't think that's her concern. Major League Baseball and home run contests and how hard a guy can hit a ball is a big deal. So the home run participants are Bryce Harper, Freddie Freeman, Jesus Aguilar, Javi Baez, Alex Bregman, Rice Hoskins, Max Muncy, Kyle Schwarber. There were a couple that opted not to be there, and think of the New York Yankees, and that gives you your big hints. But luckily for the crowd, there's some really good home run hitters there that I think should thrill them, because we're coming up almost on the All-Star break. The All-Star game is on Tuesday the 17th. So no baseball on Monday, no baseball on Wednesday. And I guess some players just feel like they don't want to play in it. There's been arguments about whether that should be mandatory, because you don't want to lose all your star power so that the fans are coming or tuning into the game, and frankly they're involved in the game versus they're not caring what happens. And I think there are enough big names that you'll have people that, period, that care. I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think they've answered the bell on that one. I just really, really do. And here is when that date falls upon us. The first training camps are opening in the NFL, like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How about that? And while that's going on, LeBron James is feeling his oats in L.A., so to speak, as he's getting ready to do another movie. So the biggest winner in the L.A. move so far, LeBron James, LeBron James, LeBron James. Of course. That's exactly it. I mean, what's the measuring stick? He wants to win, but he also is going to be involved in some movies. And that's what everyone suspected, so it's not a shock. It's not a shock at all for him to do it. In the man cave, what else will we be talking about? We'll be talking a lot of sports, because there's always sports conversation, even if you're not totally involved in it. Somehow, some way, you'll get pulled in a little bit more than you think. And this would not be one of the man cave conversations, although it is an interesting story. Did you know that scientists have discovered the world's oldest color? You know what the world's oldest color is? Bright pink, the color of bubblegum, flamingos. What? Researchers discovered the ancient pink pigments in a 1.1 billion year old rock pile deep beneath the Sahara Desert. I love this story, though, right? Bright pink. How many guys are wearing bright pink? Not too many. Hey, hey, thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.